What up, fam? On this episode of the Snapback Sports Pod, Wentz versus the Baby Goat on Monday Night Football will be a game for the ages. We talk stock up, stock down after the Bills' huge win in week number 5 over the Chiefs. Obviously, Texas and Penn State blow big leads as well. We chat a little bit about the MLB playoffs, and the NBA season is just 9 days away.
Snapback fam, new app.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles. A blast. Oh, blocked by James.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant with the jumper.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman. Join me today, and as always, my co-host and longtime best friend, Abe Granoff. Abe, what is on your mind today?
Joining from two undisclosed locations, Jack, and a happy holiday and a happy Christopher Columbus Day. Did you ever get off
Abe,
in high
Abe,
school?
It's Indigenous Peoples Day.
It's Indigenous. We change it?
Yeah. Columbus was canceled.
I didn't get that email.
Yeah. It's a new change. So just get that on your radar for next year. Get that right.
Wow.
Get that
fixed up. If she doesn't remember Christopher Columbus Day, fellas, she's too old for you, or you're too old for her.
That is
something like that. Did you ever get off for this holiday?
I
was having this argument, and I was like, I never got off school for this holiday. Granted, I went to a public school, and you went to private, but
I'm not sure what I got off for. Our school was very random. Some days we would be good, some days we wouldn't. But what's better than an off day from school? Not much.
Well, how are you spending Indigenous People Day? Because I know that you're in Dallas right now. And I asked you before we started, Jack, when are you coming back to the East Coast? And you said, why don't we just talk about it on the pod? So, Jack, what's up?
So,
this should be
about 2 years ago.
How does this go back 2 years, dude?
So about 2 years ago, Texas played LSU in Austin. It was my first time going back to school. And obviously Joe Burrow and co were coming through. Sammy Heisman for us. Most people won't remember the game. 3rd-and-17, LSU wins. We play LSU the closest that anyone did. So we were essentially the runner-up national champions. Anyways. Right. I fly American down to Austin, and they changed me. Not only
you dropped the airline name.
Yeah,
you're outing
not
them.
Not only did they change the time, they did the unthinkable. They changed me from a direct flight to a stop in Charlotte. Right. So first of all, that's not a thing. If I book direct, don't put me on a flight that I need to stop. I checked off nonstop only. That's the only way I fly. So
you're referring, this isn't 2 years ago today. This is now?
No. This is 2 years ago. So,
oh, wow. It's coming full circle, isn't it?
Yeah. So I have a full vendetta against American. I refuse to fly them. Then I have plans to come for Texas OU in Dallas. And I find out I'm going to stay for the Cowboys game. And instead of flying home back to New York, there's an opportunity to fly to Baltimore. The Ravens play the Colts tonight, as Abe and I are going to speak about and are very excited about. And who wouldn't want to see Carson Wentz in person? So I'm like, you know
it's
what?
It's literally like seeing Dave Chappelle in his prime.
Exactly. I'm like, I'll book the 7 a.m. flight that's available direct to Baltimore, 7 to 11, with the time change, quick 3 hours. Like, perfect plan. Just I'll take the train up Tuesday to New York. Like, I'm living my best life. We go to the Cowboys game yesterday, and I go to, and then my friends ask me what time I need to go to the airport in the morning, and I go to check my email, and it says confirm your new flight change. And I'm like, that's weird. Let me take a step back. Abe, are you currently aware of the Southwest debacle?
No, please explain.
Yes, I'll inform you. And for anyone
as a frequent flyer, I don't get the airplane gazette that you get on a weekly basis.
Yeah, you got to get on some newsletter. Indigenous People Day, the Southwest situation. So Jacksonville, they saw what Urban Meyer was doing at the bars, and mandated the vaccine for all airport workers. You know the state of Florida, how they like to roll, similar to Kyrie Irving. They walked out. They said, you know what? We're not working if we need to be vaccinated.
Just so, because Urban Meyer was a little horny after exactly. a loss.
2,000 gotcha. Flights over 24 hours were canceled. I was flying American. I actually, American had nothing to do with this situation. But American still wants to cancel my flight. And this is what they did. They have no, this is their resolution. They booked me once again, not nonstop. Not only did they not book me nonstop, they booked me first stop in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Ah.
Second stop in Washington, D.C. Now, this
two
airport
stops. two stops to get from Dallas. So you're going to Dallas, to Michigan, yep. to D.C., yep. to Baltimore. Yep.
Nope.
I mean, you're seeing there's a third stop.
No, they didn't even book me to Baltimore. They said, fuck it. You're just in Washington. You can figure out. That airport is nowhere near Baltimore. It's an hour and a half away. Hold on. Here's the best part. They booked the flight for Tuesday. They didn't even give me an option for today, for Monday to get it. And so, you know what? I'm not going to the game. There was one flight remaining back to New York, 1 p.m. today. $900. That's exciting because the original flight was $150, and obviously American, being the great people they are, they're like, oh yeah, we'll refund you for your original, but we can't help you pay the $800 difference to fly to New York. So shout out American Airlines, you dog shit company.
did you get anyone on the phone?
I got on the phone. I asked. I wasn't gonna get.
Did you go full, I mean, Karen?
They know me over there at American.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And once again, just a disgusting,
After LSU a few years ago, you were on their radar.
Yes. And if I was blue checked on Twitter, you know what today would look like on the timeline. Unfortunately, I'm just a little plebe. So,
well,
anyways,
hey Jack,
that's the long story.
So you're spending the day in Dallas today.
I'm spending morning in Dallas, and then I shall be home.
Right. Will you be in attendance for Ravens Colts?
No, I'm flying to New York.
Okay. Well, you know what? You got to get home somehow. And you know what, Jack? You're not necessarily alone in your botched travel plans. Except the only difference between you and I is you have somebody to blame for yours. Mm. I have nobody to blame but myself. I am currently calling in from the beautiful, beautiful gray Hershey, Pennsylvania, Jack. I am overlooking what a lot of people say is the Rodeo Drive of the East Coast, and that would be Chocolate Avenue. if you take it about a half mile north and you make a right, you'll see Coco Avenue. That's more like Hollywood Boulevard in Bumblefuck, PA. But I came to Hershey Park last night looking to have a good time to go to the park today, Jack. Why is Hershey Park closed on Indigenous People Day? There's nothing indigenous. There's nothing indigenous about chocolate.
People need the day off.
Yeah, I mean, I've got more than the day off, as you're aware. But I've got, you know what? Just like any good quarterback, something goes wrong. You look at the defense. Hershey Park is bringing the blitz and not letting us in. So we Omaha, and we're headed to Dorney Park today. Got to ride some roller coasters. So that's what my day is. And this is what my fun employment life looks like. I'm just going to be a kid.
That's how you should run it. Well, Abe, the day has finally come. The reckoning. The day of reckoning. It is your Indianapolis Colts versus my Baltimore Ravens. Carson Wentz travels to M&T Bank Stadium to face the baby goat. Abe, I mean, could you sleep last night, or were you too excited? You have
no,
a day of roller
honestly,
coasters and Wentz in primetime.
Yeah, no, it's a day of natural, how can I say this? Natural uppers, right? I'm going to be on a roller coaster later today, probably pissing my pants. Then I take a long drive home, and I get home, and I get to watch two of the most incompetent throwers of the football – on planet Earth. Please tell me it's going to be windy in Baltimore tonight. Like that, that is the only thing that could make my day better, is if it's rainy, windy, you get Carson's dumbass face in the turf with a little thing, some grass hanging out of his face mask. This game tonight is everything and more for me. Because it looks like we said,
like we've got the weather report. 8 p.m., only 5 mile per hour, no precip, unfortunately. That's 69
degrees.
That's
a lot for Carson. That's a lot for Carson. Honestly, it makes his balls look worse. The wind kind of helps. But, I mean, I'm in the best position possible, and I think that goes without saying. The Bengals look good. The Steelers got a win yesterday. The Browns didn't get a win but are looking like a good team. And, oh no, the Bengals lost. That was a crazy game. But, Jack, this division of yours isn't really clear-cut on who's going to take it. But lucky for you, Mr. Wentz is coming to town, and you have the opportunity ahead of you. And it should, I would say you're fairly confident going into tonight, knowing who's on the other side of that football.
Yeah, although Wentz is the great wild card, as we saw last week, but, you know, the Dolphins'
defense. The great wild card? Are you referring to the two jokers that come in the pack of cards that you just throw out right when you open the pack of cards?
Think about the possible ranges of outcomes that Carson Wentz can have in a singular performance. It is probably the largest range in the entire league, I would argue. It could be five interceptions and five touchdowns.
Exactly, dude. It's almost as if you're watching, like, I truly believe that Jameis is must-watch television whenever he has the football in his hand. It's like yesterday he starts the game, mind-blowing interception. Then he throws a dime of a touchdown. Then there's a Hail Mary. But you get those kind of vibes with Carson, but you don't really get the exciting stuff. It's kind of like, it's kind of like Jameis is a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Carson is your local Acme's version of that Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Mm-hmm. It's like cinnamon bite squares or something, and you're like, I know what I this feel is like trying.
Gives him too much credit.
I know. No, it's more like the vibes are, I know what this is trying to be, but get this out of my face. You know what I mean? It's like buying a bottle of ketchup that isn't Heinz ketchup. It's like, this is fucking disgusting. And that's what you are what?
No, I was going to say, I am excited. I am confident. I do think we'll win the game, but you can't, you know, this isn't a game I was 0.0.
Oh, you better fucking hope so, dude.
You know, like, this isn't a game you 0.0. Chiefs are coming to town, that's a 0.0. You don't lose that game to a 2-3.
It's like Tom coming to Philly on Thursday, right?
Right. You just never know. So I'm excited for the game. Hopefully we win, because otherwise Thursday's
nice talking to you
will be quite entertaining. Let's go to Stock Up, Stock Down. Speaking of the 2-3 Chiefs, that is in reference to the 4-1 Buffalo Bills. Abe, I got all, listen. Someone recommended maybe a Josh Allen regression season. I was on for a short ride.
You were off.
It was a good week. And then quickly, like you said, good quarterback, see the blitz, read the blitz. And I pivoted. I said, you know what? Allen won't regress. It'll be Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, 6 interceptions on the season. He threw 6 last year and 5 the year before. You know who figured him out? But Patrick Mahomes got figured out, Abe.
By who?
Wink Martindale, the Ravens defensive coordinator. All these numbers.
His name Blitz is Wink. Mahomes.
Yeah, Wink. It's Don
Wink. W-I-N-K.
Martindale. Yeah, pretty sick name.
Yeah,
name.
That's cool.
The strategy is figured out. Do not blitz Patrick Mahomes. Sit back, 7. Rush with 4. Contain him. And honestly, he's looked kind of bad. And all those stats that said he had the most dropped interceptions in the league over the past 2 years. Well, people are catching them. People are catching them.
The sticky stuff is getting stickier. Yeah.
But I don't want to make this all about Patrick Mahomes, and it's a stock up. So credit to the Bills, because Josh Allen is playing like the best quarterback in the world right now, And that's credit to Tom Brady, who went off. And that's credit to Kyler Murray, who's playing out of his mind. But Josh Allen cannot be stopped. That Bills offense, they're like, we're not running the ball. We're just throwing. It's more efficient, and Allen will run with his legs. I think they had like 15 carries, and they scored 38 points, and they didn't even run out the clock. They're throwing out the clock. Allen's hurdling people. It was domination from start to finish. So stock up to the Bills. They are your new AFC favorites.
I mean, I predicted the Bills to go 15-2 in the beginning of the year, and that couldn't be more in play right now. They go to Tennessee on Monday night that next week. That's probably their hardest game. Then you got a bye week, the Dolphins, the Jaguars, the Jets, the Colts, the Saints, the Patriots until week 14.
Wow.
Against Tampa Bay. I told you, they lost week one. You started saying, Jalen regression, lost against Pittsburgh. I said, man, you can't lose two games without losing one first. So the Bills are in a good spot. The Chiefs, like, I wish I was worried about them. I feel like at this point in the season, we always talk about the Chiefs. It's like,
no, you're wrong.
All right, it's panic time
because I know the offense will be fine. They'll score. But their defense is historically bad, like Seahawks level bad. Okay. Like,
so do
really
this for me
bad.
Right now.
Yeah,
do this for me. Use the D word for the Chiefs. Use the D word. You haven't pulled it out once this year yet.
You're right. I haven't even called the Dolphins dead, which obviously.
But you can't be dead if you were never born. But
yeah.
Come on, say the Chiefs
are dead. They're not dead yet. But I said panic button.
But they do
engaged.
Have the same record as the Philadelphia Eagles, is what you are.
That's
today.
Correct. That is
right.
Correct.
That's just
except
something we have
the
to
Chiefs
straight.
Have the tiebreaker.
Yeah, but different conferences, so you know what? It's like comparing currencies. My first stock up, Jack. Actually, I'll save this one for the next time, for the next stock up. My first stock up, the Arizona Cardinals. Jack, we're officially a quarter of the way through the season. We have made it. We are 25% way through the season. I didn't think the Cardinals were going to win this game yesterday. Kyler didn't look great, but he got it done, took care of the ball. The Niners are just the Niners that they've been ever since they went to the Super Bowl. Trey Lance's real first career start. Jack, the Arizona Cardinals are going to the Super Bowl. I can officially say that. Their defense is great. The offense is dynamic. Kyler is probably the second favorite for the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
The Arizona Cardinals, now that we're 25% of the way through the season, are going to the Super Bowl.
They're not. They're in a very
No, they are. No, you didn't hear me. I just said they are.
No, but let me explain. Like, just look at exactly what happened to Buffalo last year. Like, they're really good, and the breakout year and the domination.
They went to the AFC Championship?
Yeah. They're just not – I don't think the Cardinals will be good enough come playoff time to get over the hump of a Green Bay – a Rams and a Bucks. Like, I don't
even,
think
even if they
that...
can get the, even if they can get that first round bye.
Yeah.
Someone's going to beat the other one out.
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
All right.
We shall see, though.
I told you.
They
I
look
wait.
Great. Credit to Arizona, because I was thinking about it the other day. How often do you actually see, like, a successful rebuild in the NFL where, like, the Giants, right? They got Daniel Jones and they got Saquon. They stink. The Dolphins, they got Tua. They have every first-round pick. They stink. The Eagles, they get hurt.
The Eagles aren't even in a rebuild yet.
It's pretty cool to actually see, right? You skip on Rosen. You take Kyler, who was supposed to play baseball, and they've actually built it to be a really good football team. So it's cool. Stock up number two for me.
The Arizona Cardinals are kind of, now that you put it that way, the Cardinals are kind of LeBron. If you think about it, like, living up to the expectations that people are setting for them based off what they've been building early on. It's like a lot of teams.
So you think, so you have them losing in the Super Bowl. That makes more sense.
I have them going to 10 straight Super Bowls. Let's just say that.
Okay, gotcha. Stock up number two is international football.
Okay.
So international football, and what I mean by this is there's a few angles. Number one, the United States lose to Panama in a World Cup qualifier. That just can't happen, which is unfortunate. So that was a bummer. We were top of the group, and then we dropped points to Panama. Yikes.
Is there a chance we don't make the World Cup again? That would be amazing.
No, we're going to be fine. But it was like Pulisic and Reyna were out with injuries. We're going to be fine. It was just like, once again.
A lot of people are saying it's not Pulisic's country anymore. It's Pepe's.
Yeah, well, Pepe is like he's the baby goat.
He's not. Read me his full name real quick. Ricardo Pepe. This is like Ricardo Pepe, if you ever have seen the movie The Benchwarmers, this is as if he was born in Texas. Yeah. And he's 18.
He plays for Dallas MLS. Jesus. But he did have a choice between Mexico or US, and he sided with us.
Dude, no.
Still don't quite know how that works.
Okay, I just changed one of my stock downs. This is too funny. Okay. But I don't know how Ricardo Pepe is American with that type of name.
Yeah. So, U.S. loses to Panama. That's a plus for international soccer. The NFL decided to put the Jets and the Falcons as their showcase game, followed up by the Dolphins next week. So, that's a plus for international football. Not NFL football, but soccer, of course. And then kicking. So, we had 12 missed extra points yesterday, which is an NFL record for a week. In one game, there were 4 game-winning field goal attempts missed. And the fourth one that was missed, absolutely name redacted, mm-hmm. but said kicker may or may not have celebrated it as if he thought it went through the uprights before the fifth attempt finally did go in.
We will chalk that up to just a learning curve in the league. Like we said, we will not name whoever kicked that field goal. We will protect their privacy as we do with most people on this podcast. But that's just simply a learning curve. But, yeah, between the Queen's been getting screwed over with the football and football that she's seeing, international soccer's not in a good place right now.
No.
Mm-mm. My first stock down, and this just came to me as I typed in the card.
Are you just doing one stock up? That would be on brand
for me. Oh, no, you're right. Okay. My second stock up. Is beta human beings.
Mm.
Jack. How was your weekend? How was Saturday at Texas, Oklahoma at the Red River Showdown?
A little sunburnt. State Fair was good. I left at halftime of the game. Huge win for Texas. I mean,
big for the program. Big win for the program. We all know how that game ended. Let's not play stupid. I bet on Oklahoma. I was enjoying every second of it. That game ended at about 3:30. 4 o'clock Eastern time, in which time Penn State kicked off and they played Iowa. Penn State, I turned the game off at half. Good win. You know what? They're in the Big Ten West. It's kind of irrelevant. And then I was flipping through the channels later that evening, Saturday night, 8 p.m. And I noticed, in fact, Jack, that both of our teams happened to lose. Mm. Texas lost to Oklahoma. Penn State lost to Iowa. Jack, remind me what rank Texas was and what rank Oklahoma was.
Texas was 21, Oklahoma was 6 in the country.
Not a math guy. 6 is better than 21, correct?
Yep.
Okay, just checking. Penn State, Iowa. Penn State was ranked 4. Iowa was ranked 3. And if I'm not mistaken, we are not betting guys, but we do discuss activities of sorts on the pod. What was the spread in the Texas-Oklahoma game?
Oklahoma were 3.5-point favorites.
Iowa was 2.5-point favorites. That's funny, right?
Mm.
If you are a supporter of the Iowa Hawkeyes or the Oklahoma Sooners, and you were in Dallas or you were in Iowa this week at the game supporting your team, I hope you had a great time. If you rushed that field after being favorited at home, at least Iowa was, you are the most beta human being to walk this earth. Someone should walk you around with a leash and make sure that you use the bathroom outside like a fucking dog for the rest of your life. That was the most... I understand. It's a comeback win. That's why they're rushing the field. You're supposed to win the game.
Do you understand?
In the Penn State-Iowa game, you had to beat the backup quarterback. It was bad enough that you were losing to Sean Clifford as is. Like, he was going to bust ass.
No disrespect to backup quarterbacks. Let's just get that straightened out.
Only on the collegiate level.
I don't know.
Cade's a starter. And come on, Spencer Rattler's not a starter either, so it doesn't matter. I don't know with if how
which one was worse. Which one is worse? The number three team as a favorite rushing at home or
Iowa? Rushing I think Iowa was worse
as a neutral site.
I think Iowa was worse because at least Oklahoma fans can fall back on it's the Red River rivalry. It means a lot more. Not only was Iowa losing that entire game, and then an incompetent quarterback came in and made Penn State lose it. You lost to you beat a backup quarterback at home when you were the favorite, and you're rushing the field? Come on. Like,
embarrassing.
That is the most embarrassing. I really, really wanted to try and get someone on the podcast today who rushed the field. But what I learned in these last 24 hours is that Sooner and Hawkeye fans are absolute cowards. And refused to face the microphone like you and I do twice a week, win or lose, which is usually lose. But if Carson Wentz goes up and dices this Ravens defense tomorrow, Jack, are you going to shy away from the microphone on Thursday?
I won't.
No, you won't. But Sooner and Hawkeye fans did. Now, let's just talk about the games in general. Irrelevant.
Well, I'll slide in my first stock down, which is the strategy of attempting to get out to a lead. It's not strategic because here's what'll happen. You take a big lead and then your play caller, your mastermind play caller, who's in his absolute bag. Andy Reid does it too.
That's what I'm saying.
They just start handing the ball off and stop playing aggressive, and it just lets other teams. Now, in the case of Penn State, that was unfortunate. I will admit, I'm unsure how that kid got recruited to play quarterback at Penn State still to this day. Like, I'm very unsure who
I think
saw him
I'm trying play. To start a rumor that James Franklin actually had an affair with that kid Roberson's mother. That's and the only reason they wouldn't go public with it is if he got a scholarship. That's my working theory.
I don't like picking on college kids, but man,
this
that
isn't
was
picking on college kids.
That was one of the worst performances I've ever seen. Anyways, Texas OU, Texas 28-7 after the first quarter. Bijan Robinson has his Saquon Barkley, Reggie Bush moment.
He's electric, by the way.
Dude,
electric.
He's like as good as they get. He's NFL running back right now playing against college kids. It's unbelievable.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I cannot which team's taking him in the first round?
Yes. So someone will be taking him with the 29th pick. It'll probably be the Packers. They'll be like, you know what? Jones, Dylan, Robinson. Oh, my God. It's amazing. So he's amazing. Casey Thompson, who was having troubles throwing the deep ball, connects on a 54-yard touchdown pass, deep bomb. He was Xavier Worthy has 261 yards. And then Texas blows their first ever 21-point lead in their 112-year history.
Yeah, that was fun. That's tough. But, I'd rather blow a 21-point lead in the long span than 12-point in the six-minute span that James Franklin's special is. But
So the irony to the whole thing is last week before the game, Oklahoma was playing, and they said, we want Caleb. The fans at a home game were chanting, "We want Caleb."
I'm telling you, dude, coaching is overrated. Like, Harbaugh passes off the play calls to Lamar. Lincoln Riley passes it off to his fans. Like, coaching isn't what you think it is.
Yeah, so we were joking the night before, and I kid you not, like, to a T, we said, the thing I am most scared of is we get out to an early lead, Rattler gets benched, and Caleb Williams comes in. I swear my life. And that's what happened, and we lost the game.
Man. So Texas is dead?
Texas is officially dead, which is a bummer, because if we had won that game, we're touchdown favorites against number 10 Oklahoma State at home this week. We were actually going to run the table. Our defense is as AIDS as it comes, but God. that offense could play. Bummer.
The good news for you and the bad news for me is that the Nittany Lions are not dead. Mm. And that game was essentially irrelevant because in order to get where we want to go, which is the playoff, which is just the playoff, don't think we're getting greedy over here. Nobody's talking national championship. If we make the playoff, you hang a banner. Simple as that. You still got to go to Columbus, and that's where it all comes crashing down. And does a two-loss Penn State team get a New Year's Six Bowl? Probably. That's just what we do, baby. I'll see you.
Tune in and New Year's, find out.
I'll see you New Year's Day at 12 p.m. against Kentucky in the bottom of the barrel New Year's Six Bowls. So that's where my Nittany Lions are. My first stock down, as I look at this website, Jack, Wikipedia. Were you relying on Wikipedia in high school?
Yeah, why?
And in college?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's essentially the name on my degree. It says Wikipedia Granoff. For the teachers out there that say, oh, Wikipedia is not true, Wikipedia this, Wikipedia that, I am a walking testament in that Wikipedia can get you anywhere in life. Jack, Wikipedia is down bad. Bad. I type in Ricardo Pepe on Wikipedia. A big blue message comes up. To all our readers in the U.S., please, they're begging, please don't scroll past this. This Monday, for the first time recently, we humbly ask you to defend Wikipedia's independence. 98% of our readers don't give. They simply look the other way. If you are an exceptional reader who has already donated, we sincerely thank you. If you donate just $2 or 75 cents or whatever you can this Monday, Wikipedia could keep thriving for years. Most people donate because Wikipedia is useful. If Wikipedia has given you $2.75 worth of knowledge this year, take a minute to donate. Show the world that access to reliable, neutral information that matters to you. Thank you. Wikipedia is out here begging for money. When I actually think I can go and edit this page right now and make it say whatever I want, where it just says poop poop pee pee.
No, Wikipedia, I think you would want like Venmo at Abe Granoff or something.
Yeah. Please send all Wikipedia donations.
I think you should donate.
No. Absolutely. What do you mean? Not.
They've absolutely delivered $2.75 of value to you. Why not give back to the people who did you right?
Because we had to pay tuition, didn't we? It's just called figuring out the system. Like,
I don't know. How many people do you think
log on to Wikipedia today? What type of person do you have to be to log on to Wikipedia and say, you know what? They need my help.
$2.75, Abe. Make the play.
Why don't you make the play?
I mean, I have a Wikipedia page, but if that shit went down,
you know
what?
Actually, let me, Jack. Settlement. I can do a little editing this morning, actually.
I don't think how has nobody
How has nobody edited this page yet?
Because no one cares about that page. Yeah.
And why is the first line in your early life, Jack grew up in Maryland with his younger brother, Casey? Like, why is Casey the first mentioned?
That's an incredible question. Are you mentioned on there? If you're on the page, you need to donate $2.
If I'm on this page, I will donate to Wikipedia.
Command F it and just type in Abe Grant.
Command F Abe. No Abe. Let's try Abraham. Nope. Let's try Granoff. Nope. Let's try Ben Simmons. Nope.
Nope.
Let's even try podcasts. Oh. Settlement currently works. Nope, that's not true. I'm not going to read that out loud. You do not.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
Settlement currently works at Whistle Sports, assisting with content, e-commerce, and podcasting strategy.
Mm. Yeah, I see that. I see that.
So for that reason, for false advertising of Jack Settlement, I will not be donating $2.75 to Wikipedia today. And it's actually bullshit that I don't have my own page. Actually, let's type in Abe Granoff on Wikipedia.
I promise you nothing's coming up. While you do that, I'm going to hit the second stock down.
Nope, nothing on Abe. Let's try Abraham.
To our Las Vegas Aces. Abe, 3 years ago, we became Las Vegas Aces fans. We saw a line
yep.
there was a line to wager that the Aces would win the title, and it didn't move after they acquired the great Liz Cambage. They were the title favorites with the Big Three super team, and they fell just short. The year after was absolutely epic. We hit the buzzer beater in the playoffs on a half-court shot by accident to advance. We fall to Deladon. And then this year, we had high hopes again. A two seed with home court advantage because the WNBA Finals on the other side of the bracket was the Chicago Sky six seed. And Asia Wilson drives to the hoop in a Game 5 elimination game and is rejected by Brittany Griner. Abe,
just not a heads up basketball play.
This just feels like one of those teams that they'll never get back to this moment. They just will never get over that hump. I think our guy Bill Laimbeer might be headed on his way out. Stock down to our LVAs.
Should we try and get us to coach the Aces?
That would be sick. I kind of want to buy the Aces, but I can't.
Okay, all right, them. If you buy them, can I coach them?
That would be sick. Could you imagine, like, someone comes in, they buy the team, and let some fucking numbnut coach the team? I guess that's
It happens all the time, and then they win 20 Emmy Awards. It's called Ted Lasso.
Wow.
If we were the Ted Lasso of the WNBA, oh my God, that would be unbelievable. But just a poor basketball play by Asia Wilson. Got to take that up and under. It kind of feels like what you just said about the Aces was like what I said right after Hawks Sixers. It's like, I don't know if we'll ever win a championship. It's kind of hit that level of if not now, then when. But Listen, we became Aces fans. We're diehard Aces fans. We won't leave our girls. I promise you that. But they're not making it easy on us.
No.
But my second, are the sexy girls at the bars, Jack. And I'm referring to a few NFL teams who have gotten off to a hot start this year, to name a few. The Las Vegas Raiders, the Carolina Panthers, the Denver Broncos. A lot of people, they were 3-0. People are talking about their defenses. Derek Carr is an MVP candidate. Sam Darnold's one of the best running backs to ever play the game and is going to carry the Carolina Panthers. All three of them suck. All three of them are exactly who we thought they were. I still do not want to see the Raiders on any given week. But, I mean, let's just start with the Carolina Panthers against the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. That game, I don't think you caught much of it, Jack. That game was absolutely so painful to watch. The Eagles are the kings of how are we only down X amount of points. And the worst part about it is I'm watching this game, and at no point during this game did I think we were going to win. I had no logical reason, and usually my reasons aren't even logical, to think that the Eagles were going to win. But somehow, oblong balls kept bouncing our way, and we found ourselves in a position to win, and then they took advantage of it. They capitalized. The offense is putrid. Nick Sirianni is really, really rivaling James Franklin in terms of incompetence on a football field. It's bubble screens, it's RPOs, and that's literally it. He puts five plays in a hat, and he picks them out, and then he calls them. That's what Nick Sirianni does. But it's all right, because we won yesterday. We're still in this division race, and I bet you today, tomorrow, I bet you that Nick Sirianni shows up to the NovaCare Complex at one point in a t-shirt this week, since we play Tom at home on Thursday, with a picture on his shirt of Tom dropping that ball in the Super Bowl. He is like that level of just having no awareness, and that Tom is going to drop seven touchdowns on us because Nick Sirianni put that shirt on. Hey, I'm just trying to inspire the guys. Dude, nobody respects you. Literally nobody on this earth.
You're telling me you're going to win the game, though.
Oh, no, we're a lock. So that has nothing to do with the other. Those are independent variables of one another. But I think Nick Sirianni is a bottom two coach in the NFL, and I don't think he's number two. I truly believe that.
Wow.
Like, who are candidates for other worst coaches in football right now? I think we're
Flores,
in a good spot. You can't
Urban Meyer.
Flores, Urban. Urban and Sirianni you can compare because they both just started. But I think Urban gets a little bit more of a leash, right? Because
he's not the head coach, but Jason Garrett, obviously.
Right. Nick Sirianni's specialty, so I was told when he got hired in Philadelphia, is wide receivers. They are the most sloppy, undisciplined group I've ever watched. The team leads the league in penalties by a landslide. Like, he does the little things as a coach to make you lose football games, whereas Urban's dealing with a bad roster. Flores is just dealing with a fake franchise. We can chalk that up. I actually think the Dolphins are more of a fake franchise than the Jaguars. I don't think that's that crazy to say. But I'm looking across the league, like, I don't think you can judge whatchamacallit, the guy in Houston yet. Oh, Patricia. Is he still there?
No. It's Campbell, and he's crying after the team loses.
Oh, right, it's Campbell.
Loves the team.
Loves his team. At least Sirianni just wears a T-shirt. He doesn't cry. Okay, Nagy. Nagy's the only one you can argue, I think.
Good call.
But they're 3-2.
Yeah.
They're 3-2. Justin Fields, hyperextended knee and win.
Really?
Guy's a fighter. Yeah, I guess so.
I didn't see that.
But, yeah, the sexy girls at the bars early on in the season, Raiders, Vegas, Denver. We showed up from the pregame to the bar, Jack, of this NFL season. We were feeling loose. We had a few drinks before. The line has been long at the bar. We've been waiting, and we've sobered up a little bit. And we go up to the Raiders. We go up to Denver. We go up to Carolina. And you realize they were never sexy all along. They're just literally cute. They're just cute girls that are at the bar that you were a little drunk for, and they've come back down to earth. All those teams that were fun stories early on, the market is correcting itself on them. So I would go as far as say that those three teams are dead.
Wow.
Will not win a playoff game, dead.
Right. Which was probably pretty clear from the beginning, but some people did talk themselves into it.
People were talking Carolina themselves into the Raiders.
Well, congratulations, because it was getting lonely on this podcast. Since week one, the Ravens have won 3 in a row, the Dolphins have lost 4 in a row, and the Eagles had lost 3 in a row, but now you're back in the win column. But it came with the Penn State loss, which I guess is another win for you. So we're going to take a quick break. After the break, people's pick them. Oh, so close. MLB playoffs, Alabama goes down, and we are RJ Barrett days away from the NBA season. We'll be right back.
Sweeten your business purchases with American Express Blue Business Cash, the card that makes everyday expenses extra rewarding. You'll earn 2% cash back on your first $50,000 in purchases per year, and then 1% after that, so you can treat your bottom line and give your business a helpful boost. Swipe after swipe. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/bluebusinesscash. Amex Blue Business Cash. Built for business by American Express.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All right, fam, we are back. People's pick 'em. Look, I mean, it's never a blame game here. I'm just going to say whose pick lost. It's not a blame game.
Okay.
I just want to be clear. It's not
blame. This is the most blame someone without blaming someone.
No. It's not a blame.
You've ever had.
I just want to be clear. Like, I picked Hurts and Jones under. And those both cashed. Jones got hurt.
No, I picked Jones under.
Sorry, okay. I picked Hurts and Saquon under. Those both cashed with ease. Jones under cashed as well. Both got hurt. Jones and Saquon. And Ben, he threw. I'm not saying it's a bad pick. He threw for 253. The line is 245.5. We go 3-1. We're on the verge, and we're going to 10x your cash next week. So just stick with us. If you want to round robin these things, take twos and threes and fours, you could probably do that and get away with it. So good selections. It's tough to miss out by a meager 9 yards. Not as bad as I had a 250 to win 1,500 pick 'em slip. I had Jones under, Saquon under, Those maybe not undeserved. Mark Cooper, over 61.5 yards, catches his 60th yard with 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Doesn't get a target the rest of the way. So that was a tough L. Tougher L, in my opinion.
Listen, I understand. You're not pointing fingers, Jack. I understand. You're going to ride with me, right? We've made money throughout this. We stick to our strategy.
The only reason is I told you on Thursday that Pittsburgh was going to win the game, and even though he looked horrible, like
Jack, he had a 16 yard completion to go over with 3 minutes left, and that was the end of the game. Essentially, that happens. But you know what doesn't happen is what I am doing in playoff baseball right now, Jack. I have predicted every single winner of every single MLB postseason game so far. Every single one. And I have people that are riding me that can attest to this. I had both the Sox yesterday. Should I give out the public picks today? There's four games. I don't think I can keep this up.
Yeah, nail all four right here.
I need to do some research.
This has been the method to my madness.
No, I do, man. I do. Okay, we got a 1 o'clock. Ooh, day baseball. I'm into that. I'm going to go with Atlanta in the 1 o'clock game. I think they take a 2-1 series lead at home. I don't know who's pitching in any of these games. I'm going to go the Astros. So they close it out at 3:37 in Chicago. I'm going to go. This series has been hard to cap after a great night last night in Boston, Tampa Bay. I'm going to go Tampa Bay. I think they tie it up, and then I'm going to go the Dodgers. So I got the Braves, the Astros, the Rays, and the Dodgers today. But okay, that could change. That could change.
Baseball playoffs have been pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I haven't really been tuned in. Have you?
You're messing up. Yeah. Been locked in.
Good. All right. Well, the only tough one is that White Sox game ended at like 12:30 a.m. Eastern because there were a lot of runs and it started late. And then they have them turn around and play in a 3:30 elimination game.
Yeah, that's why I like the Astros today. I think that lineup is too good and they've got experience. And I think with that quick turnaround, they can close it out today.
Okay. Well, the playoffs have been great. Speaking of the playoff, are the Crimson Tide not getting the invite this year? Alabama. Oh, this did cement the worst day in Texas football history. You blow the largest lead in college football in Texas's history to your rival. And then your other rival, who competes with you in-state for recruits, who already has the edge because they're in the SEC, goes and takes down number one Alabama. Texas A&M has the lead. Bama comes back. Bama takes the lead. And then A&M goes and wins the game. It was a great game. Georgia, now the number one team in the country. Your Iowa Hawkeyes, the number two team in the country. What do we think, Gabe? Is Bama
a lot of people are saying this. A lot of people are saying this Georgia team is like far and beyond better than Alabama. And like this Georgia team is hands down the best team in the country, and they might be. But I feel like at every other Sunday at some point, there's a graphic on Twitter that says this 2000 and we'll call it 17 Alabama team, and there's like 9 starters in that current NFL game. Like Alabama's an NFL football team playing college. The ball just didn't bounce their way a few times. Listen, I don't necessarily know the org. Like they have to see Georgia in the SEC chip, right? Can they even get there still, or do they need help?
No. They should be fine. I mean, if Kentucky, I don't even think Kentucky's in their side, so they should be fine. They're gonna win.
Alabama will make the playoff. They will not win the national championship. That's where I stand on them.
Wow. Okay.
It's more of an every other year type thing.
Yeah. Everyone in the SEC West already has a loss. It's Ole Miss who they beat, Auburn who they'll play later, Mississippi State, A&M has 2, Arkansas and LSU have 2 conference losses. Right. So they'll be good. Georgia and Kentucky on the other side though, looking pretty good.
They play this week. They got game day this week.
Yeah, that's gonna be sick. And then Georgia has to play
a battle
Florida.
Of 6-0. This is how you know a battle of 6-0s. Kentucky goes to Georgia, college game day, big game. Jack, Georgia's a 22.5 point favorite.
you think and you think Georgia fans are rushing the field with the win?
I mean, hey,
I don't care.
I don't care if Georgia goes down
8 touchdowns. They will not.
Yo, we should start going weeks 1 through 3 when the powerhouses play their non-conference schedule at home and it's like Georgia versus Appalachian State and we show up as a fan of the powerhouses and we just make it a thing that you rush the field every time you win. Just,
the problem
just absolutely
is we get arrested. People would think we're streakers because they're like, why are these nut jobs?
No. That's what we have to do our best. We have to do our dude, you get how many views do you get on Snapchat?
You're right.
Dude, we know people. We can get a band of group. All you need is like 30 heads to rush the field before everyone does monkey see, monkey do, and you get the whole stadium. Like Alabama beats Troy 72-3. And their fourth string quarterback has four touchdowns. Their first string is three. I don't care. Rush the field.
Abe, we are 9 days away from the NBA season. I don't know how that happened. I don't know what, like, remember the pandemic? Did the pandemic start in 2020 or 19? 2020, right?
I think it started in 2019.
Yeah, well, technically, yes, December 19 in China, but in the U.S., 2020, we're like 2.5 months away from 2022. More importantly, we're 9 days away from the NBA season starting. And Ben Simmons,
I don't think that's important.
Still a Sixer.
Huh? Why are you surprised? It's chess. It's chess. But you know what? As down bad as Iowa and Oklahoma Sooner fans were this weekend, that they felt the need to rush at home as favorites. Jack, I saw a tweet that Ben Simmons is more than open to being traded to the Sacramento Kings. How down bad do you have to be to admit that?
Like, fuck that's it. As bad as it gets.
I'll go to the Kings.
What does that say about the city of Philadelphia?
I don't think that says anything. I think that actually says that, like, you should be afraid of us. I actually think it's a testament. No, I don't think it's an insult whatsoever.
Who would that trade be for?
I think we just get the rights to their organization.
No, like, seriously, who? Because I know.
There's already been rumors that there's no Fox, there's no Halliburton. So I don't know. Do you think I'd look good in a Marvin Bagley Sixers uniform? I don't know, but I'm telling you, dude. I don't think we're 9 days away. Simmons is still on the roster. I think this will drag out until at least December. I think December 15th is when all the teams that sign their free agents in the offseason, not that there are free agents out there that we would necessarily want, but it gives Daryl a bigger board to work with if it involves opening three-team deals. I don't see this happening or getting resolved before the season starts. The Sixers say they're hopeful he returns. I know that won't happen.
Yeah, what was bigger cap of the week? That statement that they're hopeful he returns, or when the Oklahoma coach said, we don't know who the starter's going to be next week. Will it be Rattler or Caleb Williams? Like, what's bigger cap of the week in your opinion?
The Sixers thing, because I think that Lincoln Riley just has been studying Matt Nagy film. So I truly think he believes that. And that's an NFL. You gotta listen, when you're in college, you want to go to the NFL. That's the big stage. So a lot of people talk bad about Matt Nagy. A lot of people study his film. Ben's not going to play for the Sixers this year. I don't know why you're waiting to make this bet with me, Sixers versus Knicks. You're being a little wuss about it. And this is going to drag out till December, and I think we'll be totally fine in the regular season without him.
All right. Well, I would say any final thoughts, but I think I know what your final thoughts are.
Good luck tonight, Colts Ravens. I'm very excited. Hopefully the game is also being aired on Comedy Central, or just the passing plays at least. And fuck Ben Simmons.
We really blew a 21-point lead. Snapback fam, much love. Peace.